Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on BBS Radio and Rumble. I am your host, Just Jody. I am so excited to introduce y'all to my next guest. That is right. You have heard and seen me discuss on social media all about him. He's just quite incredible. He is from the YourNews.com platform. That's right. Your News. We have discussed it being a free speech platform that has continued to allow the real truth to be heard daily for over a few years now. And today, I want to say that Sam Anthony is here, and he's the founder, that is right, of this platform. Sam Anthony possesses over two decades of expertise in the online media industry. He's propelled by his conviction that the internet would revolutionize traditional media and usher in a more vibrant and adaptable media landscape. He has played a pivotal role in designing and implementing technology that has enabled tens of thousands of journalists to seamlessly transition into this new digital realm. Whoa, digital realm's a big one, guys. Sam is dedicated to establishing a media platform that unveils the truth without censorship. His mission is to restore the power of the press to the people. That's right, I said to the people, where he firmly believes it rightfully belongs. Please welcome my next guest and dear friend, Mr. Sam Anthony. Hello. How are you today, Mr. Sam Anthony?
Great, Jody. Thanks for having me on your show today. I'm excited to be with you.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. I'm so transparent. I'll just tell everybody we had a bit of a problem today getting on with our streamware. So I apologize. Making you wait like that was also not cool. But I wanted to talk to you about so many things and where we're at in the world today. Starting with, what would we do without your news at this point for so many of us? Okay. No. Because Sam, when I started this journey and I didn't know you, I was getting zapped everywhere. I would be like typing my content, four people would see it. Boom, you're banned. Boom, you're banned. You know, and we started over and over everywhere with no place to write or put our videos. And thank, you know, the Jesus, certain things came along, but nothing has the capability of your news. So where would we be and how did you get here?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of platforms out there that do different things that now allow patriots to be on there for free speech. Okay. So what I do is a little different. It's kind of all encompassing. But what I do is, well, I'm just going to say this, that, you know, we all know the newspapers are going the way of the dinosaur. It's not a secret. Well, you know, the local newspaper has always been the backbone of a free society, okay? Because they allow people to be informed. They keep politicians in check. And we all know they're going away. So what I do will ultimately replace all the local newspapers in every city in the United States. So what I do is desperately needed. Remember this, Jody, what I do, there's still a demand for it, okay? There's still a demand for news. It's just how people consume it has changed, right? That's it, okay?
Yeah, right.
And so what we did was we created a platform where we have a real revenue behind it right down to the local level.
Wow. All I know is that when I go to your news, I find the most incredible articles that you will never see on the mainstream media. They won't discuss them. They won't go over certain specifics that we can find on your news. And it's become very valuable in a world of censorship that has taken over the narrative, right? So people become, I'll say, indoctrinated by what they're watching on the mainstream media, even though most of our crew has left the mainstream media. We're still looking for the platforms that have the truth seekers, the real citizen journalists, and the journalists and the shows, you know, that we're not able to pull up on the YouTube, where I was banned seven times for speaking about the Capitol, and it was having fences put up. Like, I wasn't allowed to say our Capitol building had fences. It was one of my first things I did over at Your News. I'm like, Your News will accept my Capitol, you know? So I'm like writing about it and did a video. And they would literally ban you because they don't want everybody to know that there was riot fences up at the Capitol, you know, and they didn't want to explain it. So that's really how I fell into your news with, you know, and getting to meet you down the road was through censorship. So what you're doing is something we, the people, just can't not live without. It's our new era.
I know. I agree. Listen, in the 80s, there was over 400 independent news outlets. So you had different individuals that may have owned the, you know, the CBS affiliate in Miami. Somebody else owned it in Phoenix. Somebody else owned it in Chicago. Well, over time, what happens is, you know, they built these big businesses and then bigger businesses came in and swallowed them all up. And now you're left with six companies that are controlling the narrative. And that's why you see, like with Sinclair Broadcasting, the 20 or 30 TVs all saying the same thing at the same time. It's because the narrative is controlled from the top. It's pushed down and all they're doing is reading a teleprompter. These aren't real journalists. They're just people that are, they're just actors or actresses that are reading a teleprompter. So what we need to get back to is independent journalism, where the journalists can get the information out. And it's funny you mentioned, you know, the free speech thing, because a lot of the journalists that I are on our platform that I've talked to, they tell me these stories about, you know, they'll go out and they'll investigate something and they'll uncover the truth. And when they bring it to the newspaper, after it's all done, it's accurate, they've done their job, they won't run it. Now, we all saw the Amy Robach story where they, you know, with Epstein, where they shut that one down. Well, you know, that was a much bigger story. But even on a local level, if you have some politician that one of your journalists finds the dirt on, they may squash that depending on, you know, what kind of dollars they're making. So it's very upsetting to the journalist because they feel like I just did my job. I did all this work and now you're telling me to throw this work away. And this is important for the public to know. So the beauty of what we do, you know, and for your audience, I'm going to give you the short version of the business model. When you log into yournews.com, your provider tells me where you live. If you block it, you put in your zip code. So we're local in every city in America. So think of me as the local newspaper in every city in America. We distribute content by subject and geography. So I could make a story about your kid's Little League game appear in the sports section in one city. So you're in the Michigan Detroit market, but whatever city it is, it would be sports news for that city. While the high school football game will still be sports news, it's going to run to the whole Detroit market. Okay.
Yeah. Let's show them since you're talking about it.
Sure.
I want to go over here. And if you guys notice right here, this is what he's talking about. But here's the amazing thing. When you hit like hold it over national, look at all the drop downs. This is what we do not have. So you can't go over and hit your life on, you know, other things and get a lifestyle and look at your local areas. So like local edition, your politics, your business, your sports, all of this is amazing to me to be able to have. I mean, you want to talk about hockey? I love hockey. You know, let's click on the hockey thing. Most of ours is going to be God, Country, Freedom. So you want to hit your national political news and see what comes up for the day right here. So, yeah, tell them about this, why I'm kind of just showing them what's here.
So, you know, there's a lot of websites out there that do just national news, you know. So and then you have websites out there like Breitbart or The Hill or Just the News, which are all political news. And like I tell people, you can't go to Frank Speech, or you can't go to Brighteon, and you can't go to, you know, any local site to get your kid's Little League game, right? Or the high school football game. Cause we have platforms out there that are all about free speech and no censorship. But the key to what I do is the local news. It's the most important piece. Okay. Because we give the local person a voice. We're putting the power of the press back in the hands of the people where it belongs, Jody. Okay.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Going back, here's how the newspaper business works for people who don't know. You know how people that have news will send a press release to the media? So if you're a nonprofit, you're having an event, you send a press release to the media in Detroit or Miami or Chicago. News organizations are aggregators of that information. and then they decide what's going to be aired or published. So what we are is an aggregator of the identical content. We just have the ability to print it all because there's no cost, and we can organize it by subject and geography, meaning I can make a story appear in the politics section in one city, like the city council meeting for Schaumburg, Illinois. Nobody cares but the people of Schaumburg. Whereas if it's the high school football game, it's sports news for the market. And then obviously it could be the NHL Stanley Cup. That's national news sports, right? So we have the ability to distribute content based on geographical relevance, because all news is either going to be city, county, market, state, regional, or national. That's it. And we can print everything because it costs nothing, and we can organize it all. So the game plan, and I know your audience is all patriots, okay? Everybody is here. I always tell people we're in a war, and we all know that the mainstream media is lying, okay? And when I got in this business, I did not believe that at all. But once Trump won, that's when the light bulb went off for me, because I just saw all the lies starting to get spewed, and they would just run with it. So for me, that was the tipping point for me. This has become more of a cause and a movement for me. What we need to do is we need to control the press. That's what we need to do to put out the proper information. Because I always tell people, my neighbors are 82 years old. The gentleman is a war vet. Okay. Both of them are really nice people, but they think Donald Trump is not only a felon, because he is a felon, right? Because he got convicted, but they also believe that he's a Russian asset. Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh my God. Right. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So when I tell them things, sometimes I wonder if they're just going to commit suicide. They're like, where do you find all this information out? I go, have you ever heard of Rumble? They said, no. They don't have internet. They have a flip phone, for God's sake.
Oh, good Lord.
So it's you're only as good as the information you have.
Right. And let's just point out that a lot of people listen in their cars because they're busy with Bidenflation, working and on the road for their jobs and their kids and all these things. And I love this about Your News. You go to Your News, you connect it to your car like you do anything else when you plug in or Apple AirPlay, whatever you got, and you can listen to your articles. So when I don't have time to read because I'm on the road, this is my key piece. I'm like, wait a minute. I know Sam's going to have something on this. Let's go see what they're saying. And I click listen to the article.
All right. We added that feature. I think it's cool. Yes.
It's really cool. I love this new feature. I think it's key to that. And I want to point out one other thing as a podcaster, because you've been so generous accepting our content here. That is under multimedia. You go down, I'm under Your News videos until Sam decides to make a Patriots Helping Patriots channel over here, just saying, Sam. And when that occurs, if ever, we will have our media in one place too. And these are all videos, okay? So you can read, you can watch videos, and this is something we don't have. And a local edition is the same way. And I like to add local videos when I can. I'm behind on my work, and we're going to have to get Heidi to help us. But that is another thing about this that I love. And, of course, a family-friendly area of Your News. But more importantly, Sam, if we lose this platform, we are screwed. Period. We're screwed. So it's one of the few.
You're not going to lose it. Okay. But what's going to end up happening, and this is what I want to make sure your audience knows, is the average age of the cable news viewer is now 70 years old. It's not a secret. Now, I found out 2 years ago when it was 68, and I thought it was like 55. Okay, so I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because the guy that was in the business asked me, what do you think the age is? I go, 55. He goes, no, it's 68. I go, are you kidding me? I go, no wonder why you see all these pharmaceutical ads, right? It's their audience. So the legacy media has a very limited lifespan. And the reason for that is everybody knows what the average age of a person is. Do the math. Okay. How long are they going to be there for? So it's a limited lifespan. What's going to end up replacing it. And it's kind of scary. And I'll tell you what it's going to be. It'll end up becoming a global media giant by zip code with a social component where the public can interact and share in the narrative and post their own news, views, opinions, and classifieds locally. Like YouTube, it'll have a monetization model for news reporters and audio and video content creators where they can actually share in the ad revenue. and a self-service ad platform where Joe's Pizza can log in Detroit and buy an ad right down to one zip code. That's where it's all going. And by the way, think of every tech giant, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Amazon, Uber. I mean, all the big monsters, they're all global. So you would only assume the most logical thing would be a global media giant. And the barrier to entry with the internet is nothing. Okay. Like for me, we have the zip code table, the postal code for the United States. So when you log in, your provider gives us that just like you do with Google and Twitter and everybody else. But that's how I know where you live. Now you can block it, but you put in your zip code, it'll take you to your city. So it's going to look like, you know, a news website. But for me to do England is nothing more than a zip code table.
Right.
Okay. Right. I already have the infrastructure in place. You just take a new, it's still the same thing, sports, business, politics, entertainment, right? Except when somebody logs in, it could say Surrey, right? It could be the city of Surrey. So we've identified about 150 countries I think we can get into. You're not getting into the Middle East. I'm certainly not getting into China, right? They won't allow it. But that's what's going to end up happening. The internet is ultimately going to replace it with a massive scalable model. Here's the thing. I'm the only player.
Okay? Yeah.
And so my only goal is to make sure that it's fair and balanced media. We are a platform for your audience. We are a platform. We are not the producers of this content. What we do, I mean, I want you to think about this. On LinkedIn, there are, when you type in freelance journalist on LinkedIn Navigator, the last I looked, there were 460,000 people that were advertising. Now, not all of them are part of the downsizing of the legacy media, but I bet you 2/3 are.
Right, okay? Right.
Oh, God. I mean, so you're talking 350,000, 400,000 people out of work. Okay. And I know. Okay. So where are they going to go? Who's hiring? And not for nothing, you know, there's still colleges out there that have journalism class. Okay. Right. There's people that go to journalism class. Who's going to hire them when they get out? I'm going to tell you who. Nobody. Because the industry is ultimately collapsing. What's going to end up happening is they're going to end up writing for a platform like ours, which has a monetization model like YouTube. So for the next generation journalists, it's going to be all about how many followers they have on social media. So I could take an out-of-work news reporter in any city. They could go write a story about the bank robbery, the car crash, or the high school football game. We publish that content to the subject and geography it's relevant to. And then what they do is they have followers on social media. So they share their story to the people who like them and trust them. Their people come to us to consume the content and they share in the ad revenue. It's no different than YouTube.
Right.
It's the same thing. Okay. All we did, you know, the closest model to me is Facebook, not because we do the same thing. They just sell ads around user generated content, but the content's different. People can post anything, your kids' baby pictures or, you know, what you had for dinner last night. We don't publish that kind of stuff. It's news. But news, Jody, could be your kids' Little League game. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and so even though there's only, you know, 10 or 20 people who care, that content goes in sports, it's still news. And then that person shares that on social media. And that's where I get grandma and grandpa coming to read about little Johnny.
So true. I have to say, anytime we've dropped a written article or a piece, my family is always super excited and they end up over on your news. That's something different than here in our world of podcasting because they're not all into that. But the articles, they have weight with them, right? So every American actually is going to have the same vibe if it's one of their citizen journalists as well, putting something out, you know, and I notice a huge up in the shares, not just on True Social where we hit your news, but over on other platforms. So I've seen it go over to Facebook now, and I've seen it over on X. And those things are really awesome because a lot of people are like, your news, they think that it's like you writing to them till they see that article and realize at the top of the link that it's a place. They're like, oh, this is my news. Holy crap. Like, this is the name of the place. They get over there and they're like, it's your everything. Right? Yeah. It's right. The truth because everything is there. So this would be something I would share today, Sam, and we'll go out later because I keep tabs on stuff that, you know, and I would normally listen to this article. Just because I'm doing other things so I can collaborate what I'm going to write about this article, before I make a post. But if you notice here, this is like a big deal. the reporting, right? WHO and Big Pharma collaborate to establish permanent market for experimental vaccines. Are you kidding me? Permanent marker. Now, where is this article on Fox today, Sam?
You probably would see a blimp or some just little clip of it, but or if not anything.
Right. Yeah,
like, so, you know, remember, you know, we're publishing the stuff that most people won't publish to get that information out to the public. And we have just an absolute ton of contributors, not only news reporters, but most of the stuff we get is local news, Jody. You know,
one of your people
contributed an op-ed this morning, and it was Angela, I believe her name is.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. So, you know, we ran that story national in the opinion section.
Good. She's so really, really something.
The whole purpose of this, and as I tell people, is we're in a war right now, okay? And the war is information. And you have the legacy media is not here to help, okay? They're not here to help at all. And you have the tech giants that have censored people like you and, you know, thousands of people like you, if not tens of thousands of them, and kicked them off because they didn't want that message to be spewed. And why do you think that is? Because everything that was said, it all turned out to be true. It's got to be because it's got to be skewed because of the government that's in place, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason for this. Mm-hmm. So what I do is extremely important. And as I tell people, you're either going to have to do a civil war to get rid of these people, or you're going to have to beat them with information. Because like I said, my neighbors, you know, they have no idea what Rumble is. You're only as good as the information you have, right? And if somebody's feeding you false information, you're making decisions off of that, which would include voting. Right. So what I do, and this is what I want people to understand, will become the next mainstream media. And the reason I, now it doesn't mean it's going to be me, okay? But what I do is inevitable. As I always say, it's going to be me or George Soros, pick one.
Right, okay? That's true.
Because it will be something with massive scale where it has a social component where everybody can contribute to the narrative locally, but they control the national. My interest is in not controlling the information. My interest is in making sure the information getting out is proper. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And so, like I tell people, not every cop is bad. Not every doctor is bad. Not every lawyer is bad. Right. It's the same thing with journalists. Not every journalist is bad. As a matter of fact, 99.9% of them are decent people that just want to report the truth. It's the 1% that are still working for the legacy media that are really no good.
True. The opinion section of your news is really important because typically opinions are made from, content that they've read or that's been put out, and these opinions get formulated. But when it's written properly by an everyday person, even, that seems to have more weight these days. We are watching people say, no, Laura Ingraham, we're not going to hear that from you because over here is a factual backing it up with resources and other articles. So Laura didn't give us enough, right? She's riding that fine line of, and I'm just saying her as, you know, mainstream media.
You're right. She has a show and it's only so long and she has to be able to, she can't
network,
go over the line. With us, you could go over the line. It doesn't
right.
matter.
Okay. That's the thing about creating our own network here. You can say what you want and do what you want. There's no network telling you what you can't do. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole point to give us our free speech, which is how we align so well, PHP, mm-hmm. with your news.
Yeah. The next generation news platform, which is what we do, will ultimately allow the citizens to be able to report the news. Okay. Yeah. And so the cool part, you know, there's a lot of people that would have loved to work for Fox or CNN or ABC or NBC. I'm talking 20 years ago, you could only have so many people, right?
Right.
All the newspapers that were out there, even in their heyday when they were fully staffed, you could only have so many people. You don't need 50 sports writers. You know, you need just the people for whatever you need. So what our product does is it allows everybody to be a news reporter.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they want to do it, that's the cool part. So it's citizen journalism is what it is. And that's what you have to rely on. And not for nothing, if I've got a guy in Detroit that's covering some, you know, some big event that's happening. Would you trust him before you trust somebody that's in California telling you what happened? Of course you would.
Exactly. I love that we can be there, film it, write about it, put it out on your news, and the truth is in your face. And, you know, that's really important that we're in those times right now because we don't trust anybody anywhere for news. So it's really important, and your news gives us that. So what are the next steps for your news to be like breaking edge? Because in my head, I'll tell you what I see. I see your news bigger than a Facebook platform in years to come, not being controlled by the wrong entities and the 13 families that own the world, all that crap. With one player, with investors or whatnot, how do we get this to the next mainstream level as a company so more people can have the exposure to learn about your news?
So that's a good question. The next step for us is to scale this out. So we already have contributors. We already have readers. We already have advertisers. Last year, I think we had a little more than 5.4 million people consume over 100 million articles. Okay. Yeah. So this thing needs to go to the next level. And so normally what happens, Jody, is you've heard of it. It's called Silicon Valley, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what happens is if you ever look at all the tech giants, you know, they all came out of Silicon Valley, right?
Right.
Okay. They're the ones, they pick and choose what they're going to bankroll. And then they bring in the proper capital and the proper resources, management teams to be able to scale and build these companies into behemoths over a decade of time, very quickly. Right. So there's no slow growth. It's just build the brand, get it out there. It'll attract the ad revenue.
They're also the people controlling the content.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So guess what? They won't play with me. All they got to do is look at the site and they're going to look at my front page and go, this guy can't get any money. Keep him out of here. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, like we were saying, you've got 6 companies that control the narrative right now and a couple of hedge funds that control them. So when I was at the Reawaken America tour, and I think I saw some of your guys that were there the one time, I looked around, there was over 5,000 people that came in to see, you know, the General Flynn's of the world and all these different people, Van Vandersteel and Jane Ruby and Laura Loomer. And I mean, there was tons of people that were there, but these are people that watched them that were excited that they came to Miami and they wanted to go see these people that they see on Rumble all the time. So I'm looking around and I'm going, now, and first of all, I don't know if you know anything about like investing, but Silicon Valley is never going to call you with the next big tech giant. They're going to go to their friends.
I'm certain I am not their friend.
Yeah. They're not going to call you and say, hey, Jody, we got the next Facebook coming out. You want to get in on it? It's never going to happen.
No.
But what I saw was 5,000 people that showed up that were really passionate about this country and about what's happening. And I said, you know, these are the people that would be part of my network, that because we're going to do a capital raise here. The capital raise should be starting today. So what we decided to do is rather than go the route of high net worth or institutional players, we decided to do something called an equity crowdfund. And the way that works is it's still a broker dealer. Okay. You're still going through a brokerage firm, but what it does is it opens it up to everybody. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a high net worth individual. You don't have to have a $1 million net worth or make a couple hundred grand a year. You could actually go out and buy stock. And so we set, there's a minimum. The company sets the minimum. And I've seen some that are like 10 or 20 grand minimums and some that are $50. I mean, we set ours at $200. Okay. Yeah. And so $200 is affordable for anybody. But what we're looking to do is the first round of funding we're going to raise is going to be a $5 million round. And obviously, I don't know what the average is going to be, but I would probably say the average person will put in a grand or two. So if it's a grand, you'll need 5,000 people. If it's 2 grand, it'll be 2,500, right? And if it's $500, it'll be 10,000 people. It doesn't really matter. Our reach is so massive, okay, that we're like, I just had an ad. It's not running yet, but I just had an ad created for our own platform to promote it there. And I guarantee you, we'll have people, but I already have money players coming in. And we're going to raise the first $5 million that way, followed up by, this is as of right now, it may change, but we have a $75 million round coming out after it. And then ultimately, I hired a gentleman that is going to do an IPO for us via direct listing, and he's done it 17 times. I'm just another one. He's a pro at this stuff. This is what he does for a living. So there'll be an exit strategy. But with us, what we're going to do is we're going to take that capital and we're going to reinvest it in technology. Because remember, there are, well, let's just talk about, you know, PR firms and nonprofits. You know how many of them are, if they knew I would publish their clients' stuff, they would send it to me? Everybody, right?
Right.
So then on top of it, those 460,000 people on LinkedIn that are freelance journalists, they're all, the reason they call themselves freelance is they're looking to monetize their content. I could take every one of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then you've got all the audio and video podcasters. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, entertainment news, sports news, business, politics, home and garden, food and wine. You could do a cooking show, for God's sake. I have people that do cooking shows, right? And so, you know, there's literally millions of people that could come in. So the issue is, like I was doing the math with somebody, out of those 460,000 people, on a minimum level, I'm guessing we'll get 50 to 100,000. Okay. 50, I mean, that's not even close to all of them. I mean, you're talking 50,000, only 10%. Okay. It's not even a lot. But 50,000 people submitting content on your site, if only 100 people on average read each article, you're still talking about 5 million visitors. I mean, you, right there, you're the largest news organization in the world, if not the second or third. I mean, you're in the top three, okay? But you're massive. So in order to handle that kind of traffic, you're going to need infrastructure in place that's going to be able to handle it. Secondly, we want to make sure this is not hackable. So we're going to do this one on the blockchain, the next one. So we don't have to worry about people, you know, hacking into us, because we're a target. Because you remember, the content that we carry attracts an audience of conservatives that are seeking alternative news. But what I think is going to happen is, you know, remember, we're just a platform. Okay, so I'm not here to validate the news. I'm here to give the players the ability to be able to put out their content, and the public will decide what's true and what's not true. Okay. Yeah. So I just want you to understand that. So what I see happening is this kind of turn it into the next WikiLeaks. And the reason I say that is there are every news organization on planet Earth gets tips. Everybody knows it, right?
Yeah.
And then the journalists will look into it and they'll decide if it's factual. And if there's a story to be written, they will write that story. Well, here's the issue. The issue is I'm quite certain there's a lot of people that used to work in Washington for some of the Republicans or the Democrats, maybe Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and they have dirt on them. Okay. Because maybe they were the secretary or something. Well, if you take that to CNN or MSNBC or Fox or ABC, not only are they not going to air it, they're probably going to call up Nancy to say, hey, the next thing you know, the feds are kicking down their door. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But with us, they could submit it to us. Okay, it becomes an anonymous submission.
Yeah.
And then our people look into it.
It's
if it's
brilliant.
A real story. Yes.
It's
so
brilliant.
What I'm saying, to me, I don't care who you are. If it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump or if it's the mayor of Omaha. Okay. I mean,
right.
If you're committing crimes, that content should be put out so at least the public knows. That's what the newspaper's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Today, they basically are shields for the political class is what they are. They make sure they block all this stuff so nothing gets through. It's crazy.
Yeah, so, they do. They take it down as soon as it's up. You know, you'll get a few hits and it's gone. And we've seen it over and over. And we've also witnessed platforms play a major discrimination around election times. So they decide, you know, who their candidate is and they push that out. And we saw that with the 2020 election coming from X before, you know, when it was Twitter, before it was bought. And it's very few and far between that you're going to find a platform that just puts out what they see as the truth, allows the people to have a piece of that pie at the same time of their own news, like your news, and also not play a huge political role in what is going on with an election, yet still have an opinion that isn't always just cutting down one side or the other, right? Because you need that, but you don't need it on every damn story while we're trying to unite and just become one country and one nation under God again, you know? We're just divide everywhere we go. I like your news for the simple fact that people that are putting out the stories are truly giving not just opinion and facts, but they don't try to turn and twerk it the way that you'll see MSNBC and, you know, CNN and all these places do that. There's none of that going on your news, which is really important to the Patriot community.
Or they just don't talk about it, or they call it a Russian disinformation, like, you know, with a Hunter Biden laptop. I mean,
yes,
if somebody
and that'll make you a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, if people still listen to mainstream media after that, I mean, what is wrong with you? It's like one lie, all lie. You have no idea who to trust. And I can assure you this. They're not here for us. They're not here for us. So, I mean, the good news is none of them are going to survive. So, like I said, what I do is inevitable. This is what's going to replace them. There is a 100% chance what I'm telling you will happen. Doesn't mean it's going to be me. So this is where you need capital to come into these businesses to be able to scale them out, right?
Yeah.
So all of those journalists that are out there, by the way, Jody, do you know what the largest news organization in the world is right now for written content, call it? I thought it was Reuters. It's Associated Press. And Reuters has, you could look it up, like how many news reporters does Reuters have? I think it's 2,500. Okay. I thought it was going to be 25,000.
Yeah.
But that's because they downsized too. And AP, it says they have like 3,500 or 4,000 employees, but at least 1,500 of them are support. So you're still talking probably 3,000. I could surpass them in the first few months. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like not even going to be hard because I'm the local paper in every city in America. What we have is the scale. That's the key to this. And the most important piece of the whole thing is this is what we need. You need to control mainstream media. What I do is mainstream media, meaning you can't go get your kid's Little League game on Patriot TV or on Brighteon. You're going to get that content from people like us, from people who post it. You're going to have, you know, a Home and Garden, Food and Wine, local people writing recipes, which is driving an audience where we're controlling the national content to make sure that people are getting the proper information.
Absolutely. So per se, I want to become an investor. Mm-hmm. How do we go about with the crowdfunding? How do we go about that? What would be the approach? You know, not everybody has your phone number. So how would we become one?
So it's very simple. There's crowdfund platforms out there. They've been out there for years. The way it works is, you know, we give you the link. Okay, so you'll have the link on this show. Mm-hmm. You click the link, there'll be a video of what we're doing, right? You know, like you watch me talking for 3 minutes. If you like what you hear, it'll say like buy shares, and there'll be more you could read. And if you like it, you fill out the information, you put in your credit card, you can spend $200, $500, $5,000, $5 million, doesn't matter. Okay, it's all up to the individual.
Right.
What we're going to do is take that money and start scaling and growing the company. And we're going to go and start onboarding new journalists. We're going to put better tech in place. We're going to get this thing geared up for what's about to come. Because I can tell you this, if I advertise this to the 460,000 news reporters that are out there, I bet you I get, this is just a guess, at least half of them that fill out our citizen journalist application. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, give me a break. 200,000 or 300,000 people, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't be able to handle all the content coming in. So it's not like you could grow too fast. You want to make sure you onboard. Like this year, in the next few months, I'd like to bring on a couple thousand more.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a lot. It's only a few hundred people a month, right? I mean, it's
right.
Just,
I mean, as long as you don't replace my spot, I'm okay with that.
No. So all the content coming in, you know, is going to be distributed for the most part based on geographical relevance. And 99% of our content's local news. I get it all over the place. You know, Jody, I'm even getting content from news outlets that are asking me to run their stuff.
They're giving me,
and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, they have their own reporters they're paying.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stuff is great. I'm like, really? So I get it all for free.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And the big, huge, huge thing for many people right now, not just Patriots, is that they have a place to go that they can add this to their home screen and search it and look at it every day, which I know on your news you can. You can just add your news to your home screen and open it up. This is like the scroll of the century when you're on there. you are scrolling forever and there's so many different categories. And like you said, the local news, we have to know what's going on in our local areas. So that for me is a key thing about your news being completely different than any, I don't know any, there is no other, honestly, there is no other that has it all with the local news, but to be able to open your phone like you do and say, boom, your news and start scrolling is a big thing. Because when you do that at Fox, do you know that you get looped and looped and looped in and out of all their stuff before you get to an article most of the time? That is not the way you have it set up. There is no clicking and stopping. And what frustrates older people, okay, I'm the youngest of seven, so my siblings are 22 years to 13 years older than me. There's a gap before I'm born, right? So anyway, they're going through their phone and they're older and they're like, wait a minute. You know, there's all these X's, there's all these things that are interrupting and I can't get out of here.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and then they never do see the article. Jody, help me. And I look at it and I'm like, well, it's because they have spammed the crap out of what you're trying to open. Let me send you over to Your News and this is how you search. And they're very happy with that, right? The older community is going to excel on Your News once they know it's there. And, you know, the people that have been working on this with you, for, you know, a few years now are, I'm sure, the ones that are aware of its potential. The potential of this platform is limitless as a news source, limitless.
It's limitless.
Just nobody wants a newspaper and they feel weird in your hands. I'm sorry.
Again. What we do is inevitable. It's either right. Me or somebody else. I'm already doing it. I already had 5 million people on my site last year. It's not even hard to get readers. All you do is add more contributors and it gets bigger. It's just right. How it works. It's like I just added somebody who's got between 100 and 150,000 people a show. That's amazing. When he posts, he shares it to 100 to 150,000 people. Yeah. You see what I mean? And yeah. Your audience just gets bigger. The bigger you get, the more you attract. The bigger players, also the more ad revenue comes in the door.
Yeah. Right?
That's how it works. But ultimately, you're looking at a revenue model that's no different than Facebook, meaning whatever they could generate in revenue, I can do. And remember, because we can target by zip code, however many ads the local newspaper by you can put on their sports page, we can do in one zip code. It's like having 70,000.
So cool. Imagine me searching my zip code and getting my whole little metro area or whatever.
You're going to get, for the most part, the news is either going to be city, county, or market for the local stuff, right? Yeah. So you know, it could be the Detroit market, but I could drill down to one city and we could do it. It depends on the content and where it needs to be distributed to. And then it's by subject. Home and garden, food and wine, style arts, sports, business, entertainment. And we do both local and national news all over the United States. And not only that, I mean, some of the content creators that put up content on this thing, I'm blown away with some of the interviews they're doing. And we're not talking political. I'm talking entertainment stuff. One day I have a contributor that she only does entertainment. I think she used to work for a network. She brings on Lady Gaga. Okay, she's in a room with I'm like, are you kidding? This is exclusive to me. How the hell did you get her?
How
did you get Lady Gaga to sit in a room with you? And then I watched some movie on Netflix, and it was Julianne Moore and somebody else, the woman that played Thor's girlfriend, if you watched Marvel. Okay, so they were in this movie, and she's in a room with them doing an interview. And she does, it's, you know, because they just launched, I hadn't watched it yet, but after watching the interview, I was like, all right, I'll watch the movie tonight. Right.
Right.
So I'm blown away with how she gets these interviews. So just imagine this, all the news people that are working today, in another 7 or 8 years, they won't be doing it anymore. They'll have to look for somewhere else. All the kids coming out of journalism school, who's going to be hiring them? It's going to be a revenue model like mine. So the beauty of what I have is I don't have to carry the cost of the payroll for all these people. And I could have an unlimited amount of contributors. We're talking millions. Mm-hmm. So the power to this, what the most important piece I think everybody should get out of this is what I do will fix the problem. Because once you become the media and you're calling the politicians out for everything they're doing, they won't be doing it anymore.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. If the legacy media was calling the Hunter Biden out, that they were all telling the truth, okay? If they were talking about Joe Biden and the fact that he had dementia 4 freaking years ago, okay, he wouldn't have been elected. Not that he was anyway, because I'm one of those believers he never got in anyway. This is all the hoax, okay? So we're clear. However, none of this stuff would exist, because if the media was coming down on some of these judges in different areas, I mean, it would. But remember, people believe what they're saying.
Yes,
that's the issue. So what I do will ultimately fix the problem. You want to have a media that's free and freedom of speech.
Amen. Okay,
without censorship, and let the public decide. You know, we get a lot of articles every day, and I always say, I get emails from people, you know, that, you know, you're conservative, this is crap, it's lies. I go, well, why don't you post the truth? Okay. And none of them do. Want to know why? Because they don't want their content that makes absolutely no sense around content that does. That is the exact reason. It's like, why did The View get rid of Rona McDaniel? Because they're trying to spew crap to their audience and convince them and kind of confuse them, if you will, right? And then Rona McDaniel comes up and says something that makes sense. And people go, well, that makes sense. Can't have that. We're going to tell you what you need to believe, even if it doesn't make any sense.
That's true. And people are really into using their own discernment and deciding for themselves what registers as the truth with them, right? I know I'm one of those people as well. And it opens a gateway for you to begin research into something that you're very passionate about or need to know. And I think that there's nothing about your news that doesn't offer your own opportunity and ability to freaking think instead of taking over some indoctrination. And I guess it will come down to what we see as somebody's narrative being pushed upon you. And we don't have that over there. So thank you for building this. Right. How long did it actually take you to put? I mean, I know you're doing this.
It was a learning curve to figure it all out. I mean, I've been doing this a lot of years, but it's, you know, what it is today and what it was when I started is two different things. So we had to learn what needed to be done. Now I got to completely figure it out. The next step is just blow it up. Okay.
Oh, the update as I say, it's like a nurturing as you grow thing, like a baby, like a child, you're nurturing it as you grow. Mm-hmm. And I've watched the changes happen. I've watched all the buttons come up. I've watched, you know, a lot of cool things. I think you were the first with the True Social button, if I remember way back.
Yeah, well, actually, I called True Social, got a hold of them. They didn't have one. So they made one for me.
Yeah, it was incredible. I was like, we have a True Social button. We have a True Social button. You know, because as a free speecher, that is really where it was at the time. And still for us is, because patriots take action. Patriots are responsive and engaging. And, you know, that's where the patriots really exist.
So pull up, like, push me under you, put up Google on your screen so people can see it. I want you to do a search. Now, by the way, the name of the company that we're doing is called Nico Ventures. And Nico Ventures is the holding company for Your News and will be the holding company for many others. This is a roll-up model. And what I mean by that is we have a horse racing section. I don't know anything about horse racing, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to acquire other companies that are in niche businesses and bring them under my umbrella. So this is part of the capital raise. But what I want you to do is I want you to type in the word NICO, okay, N-I-C-O, and then type in definition.
I knew we were headed somewhere with NICO, and I almost spelled it wrong. NICO is a unisex name.
Okay. So are you on Google?
I'm in a weird place. Hold up here.
Yeah, that is weird. So type in, well, not Nicholas, but Nico's a Greek word. And we use this as the holding company. It's no different than Fox News is owned by
right here. So the people of victory, eh?
It is, well, the word Nico means victory of the people.
Wow.
That's why we chose that name. Victory of the people.
Amazing.
So that is the holding company. And then the plan would be just to acquire other entities out there and do it for stock. and bring them under our umbrella so we could have horse racing, boxing, home and garden, food and wine, golf, you know, soccer, polo, doesn't matter. All that content coming in, like if at any newspaper, there's always an editor to every section. You have a sports editor, a business editor, a politics editor, okay? Rather than reinvent the wheel, we're just going to acquire people that are already doing it that have revenues and traffic and bring them under our umbrella.
I love this. And as we know, they say things backwards and, you know, compared to our language, or we say them backwards, victorious people. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Beautiful way to choose your name, by the way. Kudos.
Victory of the people is what it means. That's the definition of the word Nico, which is a great name. So that's why we chose that name, because this is definitely...
I thought Nico was like going to, I was going to find out was a relative or something when I saw that.
I actually do have a relative named Nico, but that's not why we did it. This actually came from the guy that I hired, the gentleman I hired, and he sent me it and showed me the definition. I went, oh my God, we got to do this.
Great.
It's perfect for what we do.
It really is. It really is.
We need to bring back some sanity to this country. Okay.
Oh my gosh. And then some.
That's what we need. So it's going to happen. It's going to take some time, but as we scale and build this, the trick is to become the ultimate game plan is to build this into the largest news organization in the world. And honestly, that won't take very long at all.
Right. Right. Well, I'm super excited about where we're headed next with your news. I'm always here to help. PHP adores the platform. We really enjoy everything that's going on with it. And I'm hoping to become an investor down the road as well, if stars align and money is available for me to do so. So, you know, if there's anything else we can ever help you with, you know, just reach out. I'm looking forward to the next few months and changing the way people see platforms in general, because once they're on there, you don't have to go anywhere else if you don't want to. That's what's beautiful for me. As a podcaster, a writer, or anybody who does social media, we go to multiple sources and you don't have to. You can get many articles on one topic over at Your News if you really want to search it and figure it out.
You know? Yeah. Also for your audience, if you're interested in becoming a citizen journalist, if you go to the bottom of our website, there's something that says become a citizen journalist. You have to fill out an application. We want to see who you are. Okay. And then if you get approved, you'll get email notification and you can start writing stories and become the local news reporter in your city.
Which is amazing.
That's the cool part.
Right. Okay? I'm going to suggest that for those of you that I know are making these enormous posts that don't fit and you have to go 2 and 3 levels and your writing is impeccable, especially our X following, like you guys are really good at it. You should definitely consider doing this at Your News because you don't have to. So have you ever seen people do that? You put out a post, then they got to go to their comment section and put out another paragraph because it only holds so many characters. And then they got to put out at part 1, part 2, part 3 in their thing. And our true social writers too. Like it's a great way to just become a writer and have a few published pieces out there at Your News that you can send to your family members. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. That's how I kind of landed over there. A little bit of writing, mostly videos, you know, you get the videos, but. Well, what else can we talk about real quick before we tie up the day today?
We're always looking for more advertisers. If you own a small business and you want to be an advertiser, you could target it just to the geography that you're in and you could tag it around the content that's relevant. So in other words, if you sell golf clubs, you want to be around golf related content, or if you're if you're a golf store, you know, you could say, I want to run in these 6 zip codes, and anybody reading a golf story in those zip codes, my ad will appear and you could spend as little or as much as you want. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to make a note right now to actually, we'll just tell everybody, Heidi is going to remind me. We'll talk about that a little bit. We might be able to see if anybody in the local area wants to do that as well. I enjoy that because there's a lot of little small businesses that want to be able to have their ads out there. on platforms in their area, and you have a local service to do that. So that would be amazing.
Jody, the way the mainstream, well, the way advertising works now is it's always the bigger players like the Home Depots of the world that'll trump the little guys, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have things like Valpak, which means the little guy can get in, right? And, you know, you just target the zip codes where people would redeem the coupon. But in our business, our ads are on a best bid basis. So if I'm talking to somebody who sells a product, you know, it could be like Steve Stern in the flag shirt, right? And he's selling it nationally. He doesn't care. He just wants to be around politically charged content. But then I could have somebody that wants to be in the same category, but only for a small geography. Well, his price on a CPM basis is going to be higher than Steve. So it would automatically trump Steve. Makes sense.
Right.
So
yeah.
The point is the little guy wins with us because it's all about placement. And if you're buying one zip code or two zip codes or one city, what's your bill going to be? $20-$30 a month? Okay. You don't care. Mm-hmm. It's more of, I want that spot. So AT&T's gone. I'm in the business of selling ads to somebody who will pay me the most money for that spot. It's always the little guy.
It always is. It really is. That's who helps us function, our daily viewers, all the little guys, our little corporations and our little gold sponsor versus the big ones. Like, it's a whole big deal to keep a network running. And most people have the same thing with their daily lives of the Biden inflation and the cost of everything. So it's the little guy that pulls through for you. It's never the big dog. If it is, they always want something from you, guaranteed. Yeah. And I can just say that my experience with your news has been nothing but absolutely positive. And I just wish that for the whole world. And I hope you guys all run over to yournews.com today. Check it out. You can become a citizen journalist, as Sam said. There's a lot of little things if you read at the bottom that you can offer and get in contact with Sam if you have an idea or an interest about his platform. He's a very good listener and he'll tell you why it would work and it's a great idea or why it wouldn't. He won't hold back.
I'm very easy to reach via email at sam@yournews.com. Can't be any simpler than
Sam at yournews.com.
On another note, Jody, as I always tell people, there wouldn't be a Tucker Carlson or a Sean Hannity or a Laura Ingraham if it wasn't for the network, for Fox.
Right.
Because Fox is the network that generated billions in revenue, which paid those people salaries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm the network. You guys need me to support you. Because even though you guys are the soldiers that are putting out all the content, I'm the network that can generate the billions of dollars in revenue. And a portion of that goes to you guys.
You're the horse.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
It's, you know, we can do all the heavy lifting we want, but the horse has to get it there. So
this is why what I do is so important. It's because it allows people like you to be able to put out content and monetize, because like in a newsroom, you know, there's always two sides of the newsroom. You have the people that are writing stories, people are selling the ads, and both of them say to each other, you can't do anything without me. And this one says, you can't do anything without me. Well, they're both right. Right. But both have different skill sets. Without this person writing the story, which attracts the eyeballs, this guy wouldn't have anything to sell.
Right.
You guys are the creative side. You guys are the ones that shouldn't be selling. We're the ones that should be selling.
Right.
So as we scale this and build it and all the ad revenue starts to come in, it's an automated disbursement of monies. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be no different than, look, the people with the biggest social media followers are going to be the ones that make the most money. That's not my fault. The cream always rises to the top. But what it allows is for individuals to be able to reach a broader audience, because your content might be next to somebody that has 100,000 viewers an episode.
Right. Right.
And all of a sudden his 100,000 people go, well, who's Jody? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you might pick up 500 new people.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is incredible. It's incredible. I've had a lot of traffic from your news when I've had my good videos going in a row there, and I need to get better about the posts going out. We're going to engage Heidi in on some of our help with that, because it's really difficult to keep going with everything that we have and all the directions we are. But your news by far becomes the most, I'll say, shareable, easily shareable. It's one button.
It is, isn't it?
That's what the most beautiful part is. That's not the way it is everywhere else. We have one button, people. Boom. voila, you're everywhere in one button.
Yeah. You know? No, I was impressed that it's a plugin is what it is. So we don't create those, but nobody does. So it's, I think one's called Add to Any. They have all different ones, but this one, my developer found, had everything in there. Telegram.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't even believe some of the stuff that were in there.
We have Telegram. We have all these channels across the nation, everywhere, the world, right? And nobody has all the buttons, but your news does.
We do. I've never seen that before anywhere else. So I was like, where did you find this? You know, we need this. Stuff. This is a great find because now you don't have to. Well, why don't you have MeWe? Well, it's not us. It's the plugin. Mm-hmm. So this plugin aggregated everything. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited as time goes on. Hopefully you'll send over your videos so we can share those with our shows, get them in here daily and in our nighttime shows for the crowdfunding. And, you know, looking forward to where your news is headed next. I think that it's really going to be an epic adventure with you, my friend.
I agree. We will get this done no matter what. So this is where I look for, you know, people to support us by stocking the company, right? And grow with us. That's it.
Absolutely.
It's not rocket science, and it's not even hard to build. When you have 500,000 people that are out of work looking for a job. I mean,
well, there's no other platform offering, hey, why don't you come grow with us?
That's what I tell people.
Would you like to own part of what you are? Like no other platform is offering that, but we do have your news.
I tell the journalists, I go, look, it's either me or practice these words. Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? Because nobody's hiring. I'm sorry. This is it.
This is it. Mm-hmm. So let's get it straight this time. Well, I'm so sorry that we have to go today. You'll have to come back soon.
Yes.
Next adventure. So I just want to say thank you. We're going to go out on a post that President Trump posted a little video the other day. Okay. It's pretty awesome. And I just want to say to you, God bless you. And thank you for being here. And we're going to talk to you real soon. And I'll be back in like 1 minute when this is over into my audience. God bless y'all. God bless Post 45 and God bless America. I'm just Jody. This is Sam Anthony. We are Patriots Helping Patriots. And we are going to see y'all soon.
This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with American pride swelling in our hearts, an American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sam Anthony, and I have the honor of serving as president of Nico Ventures. It is with great appreciation that I address you today, extending my sincere gratitude for your interest and time in exploring this opportunity alongside us. At Nico Ventures, we operate YourNews.com, a news content distribution platform that is planning on redefining local news across every city in the United States. This platform gives independent journalists the ability to publish and distribute news freely without corporate censorship, bias, or propaganda. As we delve into the modern day media landscape, it's evident that we are witnessing a monumental shift. The decline of traditional media such as newspapers, radio, and television has ushered in a new era where all generations are seeking information online for both national and local news. The significance of independent news as the backbone of a free society cannot be overstated. Its absence threatens the very fabric of our democracy. The proliferation of fake news further exacerbates the challenges faced by the media industry. Instances of disinformation and manipulation serve as a testament to the erosion of trust in the legacy media, compounded by an apparent governmental influence that skews narratives. This era of centralized media, dominated by a handful of corporations and hedge funds, marks a significant departure from the days when local media thrived on independence and objectivity. The widespread control and uniformity in news presentation highlight the urgent need for decentralization and authenticity in news reporting. Censorship by tech giants, such as the case with the New York Post and ABC's Amy Robach's stifled attempt to report on Jeffrey Epstein, underscores the critical need for a platform where freedom of press prevails and diverse opinions are not just allowed, but encouraged. At Nico Ventures, we believe in a free press, a commitment to allowing the public to form their own conclusions free from political bias. At Your News, we stand firm in our commitment to a free and unbiased press. Our mission is to empower voices from all spectrums, fostering a platform where diverse perspectives are not just tolerated, but encouraged. With over 470,000 freelance journalists and countless podcasters seeking avenues for their content, we aim to redefine the media landscape by providing a home for independent journalism and storytelling. As we seek to expand and solidify our infrastructure, we didn't want to raise capital from hedge funds or billionaires. We have chosen the harder path of raising capital from people just like you to ensure that Nico Ventures remains by the people for the people. This strategic choice is designed to avoid the pitfalls that have compromised media integrity in the past. We envision a future where Your News is not just a platform, but a movement, owned and shaped by the community it serves. As we conclude, I extend a heartfelt invitation to be part of this noble endeavor. For those interested in making a difference, please consider investing in our business. Your support and investment can fuel a paradigm shift in news distribution, one that champions truth. Should you have any inquiries, feel free to reach out directly to me at sam@yournews.com. Thank you.